I suppose to start off is really going back to what exactly has been happening there and why do you think it has been happening?
Yeah, good morning, Hannah. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Easter to them all. I suppose this is something that has occurred in the last number of weeks, Hannah, where property up in the GAA, some of our chairs have been damaged in the stands. Some of them actually, they tried to set them on fire. We had sponsor signage that was damaged, and then we damaged it in an old media centre and stuff like that. So why is it happening? I suppose an idle mind, as they say, is the devil's workshop. It just seems to be a very small minority of young people. It's not just happening in the GAA. It has been happening around certain housing estates in the town. But there's a very small minority of children, unfortunately, probably aged between about 10 and 14 years of age. And then what happens is obviously herd mentality, where they all just join in gangs. So the GAA in a tie, if you don't know it, we're part of the showgrounds. We're up in a space where you have the rugby club, the soccer club, the tennis club, the badminton club. It's an absolute wonderful facility up there. Our facility is open 24/7 because we have people who are members and non-members who walk around our pitches because they're tarmac at them. So you'll have elderly people up there, they may be walking their dog, you'll have people recovering from operations, hip, knee operations that have to get out and exercise. So it's always been a very safe place. And I suppose over the last number of weeks, we've identified a number of, as I say, small number of youths who have been carrying out this antisocial behaviour.
And now that's led to over €2,000 worth of damage through that vandalism that's been happening over the past number of weeks. Who's going to be paying for that damage? Is it the members of the club?
Unfortunately, it would fall on us. I suppose if we were to bring in professionals to fix it, Hannah, it would cost an awful lot more. GAA clubs and most sports clubs in the country, they're run by volunteers. They're run by people who will put their shoulder to the wheel and get in behind and fix what has been broken. But what we are going to do, and we're working with on Garda Síochána on this, and in fairness, the Gards have been extremely, extremely proactive. And as you can even see this morning, you can see how proactive they are in a tie. So needless to say, they have much bigger fish to fry than worrying about a couple of youths who don't seem to be given any direction or guardianship from their own homes. But we will be putting CCTV throughout our premises because it's private property in the GAA. We'll be able to do that. And then we'll be able to link that CCTV in with An Garda Síochána if they require. We are 100% going to maintain what we have up there in a safe community for everybody in the town. And over the last number of weeks, Anna, we've actually have a proprietor of a wonderful barista coffee shop up there. So they have brought a huge amount of people to the space. So as is always said, the more social activity, the less antisocial activity. So it's a small cohort of young people who obviously have no direction, who obviously are being influenced as well, possibly by TikTok and influenced by one or two of the so-called leaders, if you want to call them that. But I do know that An Garda Síochána also have, in the last number of days, made arrests of three juveniles. So both the juveniles and the parents have been in the station, and then a juvenile liaison officer has been appointed. And also the Garda Diversity Programme on Cashlawn will be involved in it. So we are seeing proactive measures being taken by An Garda Síochána, but I can absolutely tell you that we are going to continue to maintain a safe space for the members of our club and our community. And I do know as well, having spoke with the chairperson of the soccer club this morning, that they had a similar incident over last weekend. So this isn't just obviously a tie. This seems to be a societal issue because I've spoken to other clubs and people around the country that have similar issues in sporting grounds where you may not be able to watch the players 24/7.
Mm. Do you think it's a larger issue of maybe this anti-socialism happening because there isn't a lot of amenities around for young people at the moment? We are contacted regularly by listeners saying there's not much for children, that in-between stage between children and adult, for teenagers to do. So, you know, they tend to gather around in the likes of the soccer clubs, the GAA clubs, and then, of course, that's where the antisocial behaviour can stem from.
I don't agree with you on that, and I don't agree with, I'll tell you, about 3 or 4 years ago, actually maybe more, 5 years ago, Hannah, and actually Clem was on at the time in the radio station, Athy Lions Club, which I'm involved with, and with the work of Mary Feely, who was a member, we did a dedicated booklet on the community of Athy, on the services available and the clubs at the time. At that time, there was 55 different clubs for children's activities and for adult activities in the town of Athy. And they ranged from your youth clubs to your soccer clubs, your rugby clubs, your rowing clubs, your dragon boat clubs. I can keep going on. It's your stage schools, your chess clubs. There is an incredible amount of facilities there. An awful lot more than was there when I was raised in the town back in the 70s and the 80s. I can guarantee you that. And each and every week, new clubs are coming forward. Athy Triathlon Club this week, which has been a fantastic club. I was a co-founder back in 2012. Of over 200 members now involved. They actually have an Easter camp. The problem is, people will give out about it, but people won't actually direct their children into these clubs. They put them out the door and they feel that's it. If people actually took guardianship and parental control and got their children involved in these clubs, there is plenty of stuff for people to do instead of going around causing damage. I can guarantee that. And I actually think when we spoke about it during the week, there's over 70 clubs in the town now. And by the way, Hannah, we've no issue with kids coming up and playing football on our pitches. I'm sure some of the other clubs will tell you exactly the same thing. What our issue is the vandalism and the damage that's been caused. And also for those older people in our community who are engaging and getting out and exercising, for people to be shouting and roaring stuff at them from the stands, it's just not good enough. So we've put down a marker that we'll be putting CCTV around, and we're kind of using RIP in a different way. We will be reporting it from our CCTV. We'll be identifying it to An Garda Síochána. We'll allow them to investigate, and then if needs be, we will start to prosecute. So it's another kind of an RIP, but we are 100% committed to maintaining a safe space for our community in Athy GFC.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning to explain what's been happening there at Athy GFC over the past number of weeks. Unfortunately, over €2,000 worth of damage was acquired through vandalism and antisocial behaviour and unfortunately harassment of individuals there using the space for the likes of going for a walk, playing some football or GAA. It's really behaviour that isn't accepted. Thankfully, Athy GFC are continuing keeping their facilities open and maintaining to have more social inclusion rather than exclusion there. And as Brian was saying, there has been the arrests of 3 juveniles in the past week. And we know, unfortunately, antisocial behaviour does continue in areas as well. But it is nice to hear that Athy GFC have taken action. They say the club will be installing cameras and the identities of those involved have been passed on to the Gardaí, and they are pursuing legal action where necessary. And reading some of the Facebook comments on that post made by Athy GFC, a lot of people were saying it's nice to see action being taken, because sometimes with these it can deter people from actually using the recreational facilities in the area, which can further lead to more antisocial behaviour. But we will keep you up to date in relation to Athy GFC in the future. And thanks to the chairman, Brian Dooley, for joining this morning.